Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, hour number two. Great to be here with you, Super Tuesday edition of the show. How's it going, everybody? How we doing? A loaded first hour of the show for you today. We opened with my take that Carolina absolutely did the right thing moving on from Cam. And the whole why there, and looking into why the Los Angeles Chargers did not go after Cam Newton, because folks, Tyrod Taylor's better. The numbers back that up. Our media mock draft continued with Craig Hoffman of 106.7 The Fan in DC. He selected for the Washington Redskins Chase Young. What's one thing you hope to accomplish in the next 30 days? Open for your tweets, text, participation, as we all have more time at home than perhaps we would like. And then Lonzo opined on The Tiger King, the documentary sweeping the nation, and his impression of it yesterday, last night. Now, here's the thing. Lonzo said he doesn't get all the hype surrounding the documentary, and he is exactly right. So I guess, Lonzo, you and I are just Debbie Downer, Party Pooper Central, because everybody's going nuts about this. And whenever I start watching it, I feel annoyed. I feel annoyed that I'm wasting my time. I feel annoyed that we're giving the scums of the earth our attention. There's not one good person on that whole show, okay? And I haven't watched the whole thing, all right? I've watched a couple of episodes, and I don't. Can somebody who's into The Tiger King, can you explain to me why you're into it? I mean, just let Lonzo and I know the why there. Why is this thing catching viral, you know, going viral the way that it is?
I do have a theory, and here's my theory, is that people like watching stuff like this because it makes them feel better about themselves.
And it's also why we hate Tom Brady, right? Because Tom Brady makes us feel worse about ourselves.
He doesn't make me feel bad about myself. I don't like him because he's a Michigan quarterback, so I have deep-seated stuff from way back. But as far as this show goes, I really think that's what it is. People are going, wow, what a train wreck. My life ain't so bad. And then I think there's also the fact that they're watching this happen, and all these people are outside, and they can't go outside right now. So maybe that's the appeal, too.
This dude, Joe Exotic, has 227 tigers. Okay, 227. He keeps breeding them, making more tigers. He threatens to shoot anybody that takes his tigers away from him. Why does anybody need 227 tigers? I mean, it's crazy to me, man. It's absolutely crazy. And I've always wondered this, Lonzo. Like, if you got a lion or a tiger when you were a kid, right? What does the Wizard of Oz thing say? Lions and tigers and
bears.
Bears, oh my, right? If you got a lion when you were a kid, like when the lion was fresh out of the womb, could you make that lion domesticated to the point where it would treat you the same way that your dog treats you, or would you at always be at risk for an attack? You know, I don't know the answer to that. Like if you raise a tiger from birth, can you get it to act just like your cat does at home, just a different size, or are you always at risk of getting eaten? You know, I don't know what the answer to that is, man, because they've got a bunch of domesticated cats on here. And, dude, I'll tell you, it doesn't do it for me. It just the show is not doing it for me. I'm wondering what's it doing for everybody else.
You know what I feel like? I feel like this is one of those things where someone watched it and realized how bad it was, but they hyped it just because they wanted someone else to feel the pain of watching it too. And then it's escalated to the point where you feel like, you've got to get someone else to watch it just because. And I'm sorry. I mean, Rob is really trying to sell me on this thing, and it's just not working. I feel like you were talking about before, when I feel peer pressure about something, it already lessens it before I watch it. And I know some people will think, well, that's the reason why you don't like it. No, it's not it. My wife watches some shows like this. I go in, I see that she's watching a little bit, and I go somewhere else because it's just not my kind of TV.
I'll tell you what, Lonzo, I've identified a problem here on our show. You and I, and this is a problem, and I don't know how we're going to get over this. You and I are both contrarian by nature. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to do my own thing. I've blazed my own path since I was a kid.
I can't believe listening. You're just now figuring this out.
We're both contrarian, Lonzo. Both you and I are contrarian. I'm not going to listen to what you say. You're not going to listen to what I say. We're damn sure not going to listen to what anyone else says. And that's the thing for us, man. So if you have a much better chance of getting me to like what you're doing by not building it up. That's the thing, man. Don't build it up. Let me find it on my own. I'll make my own determination on it. But with everybody saying, oh, man, you got to watch this Tiger King thing, man. Folks, you got to explain this to me. You really got to do it because I'm not getting it. Check on Twitter at Mark Ryan on air. Jimbo at Cold Take Jim says the way Carolina handled Cam's exit was whack. Russ Arms is a new follower. Russ, thank you so much for the follow. Thanks for tuning us in here on ESPN Upstate. And Joseph says any of the Batman Arkham series are perfect for the quarantine. Lonzo, is that a show or a game?
It's a game. I played all of them, and I think you would struggle with it. I'm not downplaying your gaming ability, but seeing as the games that you've told me that you've struggled with, I think you would struggle with this one.
Are you saying that I do not have it within me to perform at a high level in difficult games?
I don't think – let's be immersive here. You know, the best games are games that you immerse yourself in and you can feel yourself as that character.
Yeah.
I don't see you ever seeing yourself as Batman.
Well, I see you as Robin on a daily basis.
Yeah, and you'd be wrong. But that's fine.
You're a great Robin, Lonzo. You fill that green and red little cape, you know, goes very, very well on
you. Which Robin would that be? Because, you know, there's been like seven or eight of them.
Robin Quivers from Private Parts, the movie Private Parts with Howard Stern.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's who we're
going to
with
think there. I'm quite tan enough for that.
All right, folks. Great to have you with us on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. So, I want to get to this. You know, like right now, we are in the throes of the NFL draft, right? And the NFL is gearing up for this. When it comes around, it is going to be, man, it's going to be Christmas for us adults, Lonzo. I mean, picture we're going through this again. And I'll just say it. I think, guys, honestly, that the month of April could be one of the darkest months in our nation's history. Well, gosh, Mark, thanks. I tune into your show for you to give me a pick me up. But part of this is I have to be real with you as well. I think April's going to be really rough. I do. And I think by the time the end of April rolls around, we are going to be pleading, begging, not just me as a sports host, but everybody. You know, anyone who considers themselves a sports fan is going to be just pining for anything, any grasp of normalcy that we can get our hands on. And I think the NFL draft could serve as such. I really do. I really think it could serve as such. So, you know, teams, different positions become valued more and less over the years. And so what I have for you here in front of me are the safest and riskiest positions to draft at the top of the draft, okay? So first-round picks, what are the safest and riskiest picks to make? So if you look at all pros, right, best player at every position, okay, over a 25-year period, 87 linebackers were drafted in the first round. 23 of those were all pros. Folks, the linebacker position has the highest all-pro rate over a 25-year sample. 26% of linebackers were all pros that were selected in the first round. Quarterbacks, three out of 57 were all pros in a 25-year period. That's the worst position in the NFL draft. It is the position that the so-called experts get wrong more than any other. How about just Pro Bowl rates? You know, Pro Bowl, you get the top few guys at every position. What position does the best? Safety position, right? 51%, more than half of safeties drafted in the first round over the last 25 years have made the Pro Bowl, right? Have been Pro Bowl safeties. Tight end is next, and linebacker is third, right? Safety was number two on the all-pro list. So you got linebackers, you got safeties, you got tight ends. How about the bust rate among first-round picks in a 25-year sample? Folks, I'm giving you the skinny right here. Running backs bust more than anybody else. 45 out of 96 first-round running backs, that's 47%, 46.9 to be exact, are busts by NFL standards in the last 25 years. Guess what position is number two? Quarterbacks. 23 out of 57 are classified as out-and-out busts over the last 25 years. How about the biggest gap between those who bust and those who become Pro Bowlers by position, right? Safety is the highest. Only 14% of first-round safeties busted, 51% become Pro Bowlers. Folks, that is the safest position. Center is number two, tight end is number three, and linebacker is number four. So if you are a fan of a team in this NFL draft, and I want you to remember this, all right? If you're a fan of a team and your team selects a safety, a center, a tight end, or linebacker, those positions have the greatest chances of being successful players, of being solid starters, of being stars, of being superstars. Safety, center, tight end, linebacker. Lonzo, safety, center, tight end, linebacker. Why, in your opinion, are those positions the safest play?
I think because they translate better from college to the pros. I mean, if you're a good center, you can tell that you're a good center. Same with linebacker and safety. Receivers, just because you run a good route in college doesn't mean you can understand the intricacies of an NFL offense. Same with quarterback. Just all those – and tight end, how hard is it to play tight end? You're either a blocking tight end or you're a catching tight end. Some guys are good at both, but I think those – you can tell how good a guy really is from college that they're going to translate really well into the pros without having to worry about too many busts. The other things – I get it. I really do. When you were talking about these, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense, especially center and tight end.
So Lonzo has a theory. He thinks these positions translate best to the NFL, and Lonzo might be right. I have a different theory, which I don't know if it's right or not, but it's my theory, and ideas are like babies. Everybody loves their own, right? So my idea is that these positions – have all been devalued so much that for you to take this guy in the first round means he's just a no-brainer player, right? He's just, everybody knows that he's great. Tight end in the first round. Why would you take a tight end in the first round if you can get a decent tight end any round? Well, you take a tight end in the first round if you know in your heart that this is an amazing player. Linebacker, the same thing. You can get quality linebackers. They're quality linebackers third, fourth, fifth round. Why would you take one in the first round if he's one of those Alabama All-Americans that you know is can't miss? Same for safety, same for center. Eric Berry, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Man, the safety position has been devalued. Not if you're getting Eric Berry, man. Not if you're getting Eric Berry. And cancer diagnosis notwithstanding, you knew what the Chiefs were getting with Eric Berry, right? I think these guys do so well because there's very few questions about those positions. You know, if you are a dynamic, dynamic player at tight end, everybody knows it, right? Everybody knows it. Same with safety. Same with the linebacker position. And, you know, running backs are a dime a dozen. You know, you can get a running back that Philip Lindsay is a fantastic starter for the Denver Broncos. Wasn't drafted just 2 years ago. Wasn't drafted. 1,000-yard running back. Not drafted, right? Quarterbacks, out of desperation, you reach for them. But nobody seems to do a good job evaluating those guys time after time, consistently. So, the moral of the story is, the riskiest positions to draft, running back and quarterback. All right? This is why you're seeing teams steer clear of running backs in round one. Lonzo, Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin, total beast. And in the mock drafts, this guy's going in round two. Why? He's going in round two because of this bust rate. He's going in round two because people feel like they can get good running backs anywhere now. But Jonathan Taylor, make no bones, is a game changer at the NFL level. Game changer. And if your team drafts a safety, a tight end, a linebacker, or a center in round one, smile. Because the odds are you got yourself one hell of a player. Let's check on the text line at 71307. So somebody says, no, I will be eating the tiger. Sir, I'm not going to be eating the tiger, all right? I'm not eating any tiger. Thank you. I hope to sell my, Mark, you asked, what do I hope to achieve in the next 30 days? I hope to sell my mom's home in the next 30 days. She passed away, she passed away battling cancer for 18 months. And I will never see Tiger King, and hope I never hear anything else about that disturbing show, says Neil. Neil, so sorry to hear about your mom, please stay very, very safe, all right? Please stay very safe. Appreciate your texts coming in. Appreciate your tweets coming in here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. All right, coming up next. You know, I had the idea for this segment on Sunday night. I took yesterday to figure out what I wanted to do with it, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to give each and every one of you a promotion, and I'm not going to tell you what that is until Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Super Tuesday edition of the show. So check this out. I am going to give each and every one of you right now a promotion. Congratulations. You didn't know that working at home today, you were going to be up for a promotion. Isn't that awesome? It's amazing, right? So each and every one of you are up for a promotion right now. And I give you a tip of the cap because you've earned it, all right? I'm promoting you all to be president of ESPN. That good on you, right? You've gotten a promotion to seven figures, right? Here you go. And most importantly, you get to determine the programming on the worldwide leader in sports. Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. So I want to know what you would air on ESPN right now. Right? What would be your programming strategy on the worldwide leader in sports today? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the phone. The text line 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. And Twitter at Mark Ryan on air, M-A-R-C Ryan on air. How would you program ESPN in the current predicament, in the current environment? And furthermore, what grade would you give ESPN on the programming that you've seen on the mothership to date? What grade would you give them? I have seen on ESPN, they aired on Friday night, they aired The Rookie, just the movie, The Rookie, on the mothership on a Friday night. They've been airing a lot of 30 for 30s, which are really good documentaries. They are airing previous games, which honestly don't really do it for me. What I did here is I went through and I just looked at my guide as to what ESPN is doing over a 24-hour period. Okay, what I found was very surprising to me in this sense. Folks, Scott Van Pelt is the Tom Hanks of sports media. Everybody loves the guy, right? Like literally not one person dislikes Scott Van Pelt, and now the contrarian Lonzo is going to tell me he's the guy who doesn't like him.
No right, way, Lonzo? No way, man. I love SVP, man. His sense of humor is great.
So he's phenomenal, right? Really, really good. So right now, ESPN is airing, are you ready for this? 8 hours and 15 minutes of Scott Van Pelt's one-hour SportsCenter daily from 9:45 p.m. until 7 a.m. I'm sorry, that's 9 hours and 15 minutes a day of Scott Van Pelt. They are airing nothing but Scott Van Pelt between 9:45 p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m. It's nothing but Scott Van Pelt. Programming-wise, makes sense, right? Because you're putting on your best guy. You're airing your best guy. You're giving him a ton of play because people love him. People watch him. Here is what is on ESPN in the next 24 hours, okay? We have NFL Live. We have a SportsCenter special with a mock draft going on. Then we have a replay of NFL Live. Then we have SportsCenter 4 to 5, SportsCenter 5 to 6, 6 to 9:45, the primetime programming. This depresses me, Lonzo. The primetime programming tonight is 2001 Atlanta Braves at New York Mets baseball game between 6 and 9:45 p.m. Come on, we can do better than that. Then 9:45 to 7 a.m., 9:45 p.m. to 7 a.m. is nothing but a repeat of Scott Van Pelt SportsCenter. 7 to 9 a.m., you have Get Up, right? Laura Reynolds, who's joined our show, Lonzo, Mike Greenberg, those guys, 7 to 9 a.m. 9 to 11 a.m., you have First Take, and then you do the whole thing over again. So you got two shows, Get Up and First Take, 7 to 9, 9 to 11. Then you got SportsCenter 11 to 12, SportsCenter 12 to 1, NFL Live 1 to 2, Get Up Replay from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We are all curious about this, folks. We are all intrigued as to how this whole thing is playing out. Lonzo, from what you've seen ESPN to date, what grade would you give the mothership in terms of their programming, in terms of their programming strategy, in terms of what you've seen on the air? Can I get a grade from you?
Well, you missed out on some of the weekend stuff. They're replaying, like last week they had WrestleMania 32 on primetime on Sunday, which there's a lot of people who never saw that, and it's a good thing right there. Hey, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you, right? So, and I love the 30 for 30 stuff. One thing I wish they would do is, why do we have to wait till the middle of April to see the Michael Jordan thing?
Put that. Well, they bumped it up to April now.
I know. Well, like April 19th. Put it on tonight. I mean, that's put it on tonight and play it every night at 8 o'clock, and everybody will be tuning into that. I mean, because I want to see that. I'm looking forward to that. But all things considered, I think I would give them probably a C, because I think they could come up with some better stuff. They've got so many personalities. I mean, you see what we're doing daily. They could do the same thing. There's a lot of talent there, and they could have a lot of fun. I think they're almost afraid to experiment.
I give ESPN the mothership. And I'm asking you guys for your grades at 1-844-477-3776. What grade would you give ESPN in terms of what they're airing right now? I give them a C-. For many of the same reasons that Lonzo said. Folks, here's the reality of the situation, okay? Those of us in this business that do topics are much better off right now than those of us who do games. We do have some competition in this marketplace, and I believe every other station in this marketplace, they talk about games. I talk about topics. When you talk about topics, you're really okay when something like this happens, because the topics are in large part are self-generated. You know, you are the entertainer. Cedric the entertainer, Mark Ryan the entertainer, Lonzo the entertainer, right? When you talk about games, you are beholden to games taking place, and then when there are no games, you have no idea what to do, right? So for me, I'm not all that impressed with what ESPN has done, if I'm honest with you. NFL Live is fine. SportsCenter Special Mock Draft, that's fine. SportsCenter is fine, right? SVP, I don't need 9 hours and 15 minutes of SVP a day. I understand it's the overnight hours, but gosh, you don't have to replay that 9 hours and 15 minutes. That's 40% of your whole programming for the day right now is 1 hour of SVP on loop. I like Get Up a lot. I like First Take a lot. Those 4 hours of local programming, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., is the best 4 hours of your programming per day. But they need more of that. You know, where are the other shows? 7 to 9 a.m., 9 to 11 a.m. You know, how about give us, you know, different opinionated shows throughout the day? I don't need 11 hours of SportsCenter a day. I mean, how many hours of SportsCenter in the last 24 hours here? Let's count 1, 2, 3 hours. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 hours and 15 minutes. All right? 13 hours and 15 minutes of the last 24 hours are SportsCenter. What the hell sports are going on? You know, we don't need you guys to be talking to us about coronavirus. And I don't think there's enough news about sports and coronavirus to fill a whole SportsCenter every single day. Give us more Get Up shows. Give us more First Take shows. I'll tell you another thing, and this might be something that does it for Lonzo, but it doesn't at all do it for me. You know, we're seeing some stations give us, you know, because, for example, the Seattle Mariners, the Atlanta Braves are not playing their seasons. So we're seeing hosts put the phone up to their video game system and record a simulation of that day's baseball game on a video game. Folks, that is the peak of depression for me. I mean, that you might as well announce that you have no idea what to do in the absence of sports. Yeah, I don't understand
that. You know what? That completely bothers me, because there's better techniques to record your video games than putting your phone up there. I mean, why would you do something like that?
A texter says D+ the grade for ESPN right now. So ESPN's gotten a D+. From a texter, C- from me, and a C from Lonzo. Let's get to Delvin, who's up next on the show. Delvin, what's going on, bud? Thanks for the call. You're offsides. Delvin, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why, because Lonzo, guess what airing on Fox Sports 1 tonight? The 2020 Royal Rumble, the WWE Royal Rumble. Put something on like that on ESPN. They're doing it on Sundays on ESPN during WrestleMania. Why not do that every day, each WrestleMania if you could? But tonight on Fox Sports 1, they're airing the 2020 Royal Rumble.
Hey, I'm all for that. I mean, there are sports that are still – I realize it's sports entertainment, Mark. I get that. But it's still going on even without audiences. But they're taking advantage of a captive audience, and they can get more people to watch their product by airing some more of that. And it's entertaining, and it's entertainment. It's escapism, which is what sports are in the first place. And again, if you haven't seen it, even though it's a few years ago – you probably have no idea who these guys are, and you're going to be entertained.
Here's the
thing. Like I said, there. This past year is Royal Rumble, so that's
why. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Delvin. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have no normally in a normal day and time, I would complain to Lonzo. I would complain on the air if you're showing wrestling on ESPN. Yes, I would. In this predicament, not at all. Not only that, I will ask both of you jabronis right here and right now where I can watch WrestleMania this weekend. Lonzo, do I need to get pay-per-view on that? Where is that airing?
Yeah, you have to have the network. Sorry. It's only $9.99 a month. And, you know, the first month is free, so you could subscribe to it, get the first month, and then cancel it before you ever had to pay for it.
And then this is the one without fans, right?
Yeah, doesn't mean it won't be interesting, though.
Now, we got a text yesterday saying they already filmed this. Is that correct?
Yeah, so don't go looking to find out who won. I'm not. I don't want to know.
Have you done that? Are there spoilers out there?
Probably. I avoid
those. They said that people are trying to look for spoilers, but they're being tight little about it. They're not letting anybody see anything. They ain't going to let you know, so you're just going to be
You just gave Lonzo a heart attack, making him think you were going to tell him who won everything, everything, Delvin. Delvin, I appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you so much for ringing us up here on the show today. What grade would you give ESPN here in the early going in the pandemic realm? You know, frankly, I don't believe that I need – 13 hours of SportsCenter every single day. 55% of their programming – over a 24-hour period is SportsCenter. 9 hours and 15 minutes is Scott Van Pelt. Come on, man. Like, you know, let's do some topics here. Okay, some topics. You can talk about, you can talk about what's coming in the future. I will tell you this, Lonzo. The old games, they don't really do much for me. Just being real with you, man. Like Atlanta Braves and New York Mets from 2001. I'm sure it's a great game. That's why they're airing it, but it just doesn't do it for me. I don't know if I'm alone in that. What will do it for me is that Michael Jordan documentary. What does do it for me is O.J. Simpson Made in America. You know, you give me good quality programming, but don't show me your DVD collection of something I've already watched. Come on, man.
You know, here's something else you need to check into. I think it was last Saturday they showed a replay of three of the biggest UFC fights. And if you haven't seen those.
Yes.
They need to do
because
more.
Them.
Exactly.
Because they're pay-per-view, right?
Right.
And so if you didn't see them pay-per-view, you about them. You didn't get to see them ever, right? If you're not if you're not married to Lonzo's wife and only one person is, It's very likely that your lady isn't saying to you, hey, do you want to order UFC this weekend? You're probably not that lucky. This is a great idea coming in from the text line right now, Lonzo. I'd like behind-the-scenes video of off-air conversations, college game day tape that didn't make the air, any video material not rehearsed, giving us a glimpse into the personalities of ESPN, professional athletes, and differing personalities on sidelines, in studios, and on varying locations. You know what I would watch, Lonzo? I would watch a 24-hour camera inside LeBron James's house. A camera in every room. All right? I want to see what a typical day is like in LeBron James's house.
I don't know about a camera in every room. There's some things I don't want to see. But
Come on.
I get what you're saying.
I think you like him enough. You want to see it all? I really do. How about what this guy's saying? How about behind the scenes SportsCenter? You know, like what are you doing in your cube as you're getting ready for the show?
See, I get how entertaining this would be and how entertaining it is because we know what off the air is on radio, and I'm sure TV is similar. But because of that, and TV is so guarded of their personalities, they'll never do that because they don't want you to hear how raunchy or how non-PC some of these guys are off the air.
Yeah, that's true, but can't you put it on a station where we could hear that? You know, could HBO strike a deal with ESPN and say we're going to show you 24 hours behind the scenes at ESPN? I mean, tell me you wouldn't like to see that. You know, we need more like MTV Cribs, where they're showing us people's homes and how they live on a day-to-day basis and what their quarantine life is like. I mean, I would watch that. I don't care about old games. I mean, old games do nothing for me. I don't care about, Alonzo, check this out, man. It's really funny. I was mentioning to our boss today, because our boss was really complimentary today. He's like, Mark, I love what I'm hearing from both shows. Like, you guys are fun and lively, and the shows sound as close to possible as they always do, even in the absence of sports. That's the goal. And I shared with him, Lonzo, I said, I don't get, it's the height of depression to me when hosts at other stations around the country are literally airing them holding a phone, filming a simulation of what would be happening in sports in a video game. Hey, today, Zion Williamson would have been playing the Milwaukee Bucks. So here's NBA 2K, Zion Williamson. That's just, dude, it just makes me want to jump off a bridge watching that. But so our boss, Lonzo, sends us this. He got a spreadsheet from another program director, and it's basically a collaboration of ideas and hosts sharing different things that they've done across the country during this time. So, because, you know, different ideas are better for different people. You won't believe how many stations are doing that. You won't believe how many stations are doing the join us at 7 p.m. tonight, where I'll hold the camera as the computer plays the computer. New Orleans Pelicans versus Milwaukee Bucks. We can't do better than that. Come on.
You know what that is? That's like watching coaches mode. I don't want to watch that. I don't like coaches mode. I want to play the game.
Guys, come on. You've got to do better than that. All right. Coming up next, Pandemic Projects. A segment featuring you is coming your way. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Lonzo, a buddy of mine just posted on Twitter that social distancing just got 10 times better. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is now available on the PlayStation Store. I haven't played many of the Star Wars games, Lonzo. Is this a good one? Is this a new one?
It's been out since before Christmas, and I haven't beaten it yet. I got to a boss where I could not get past them.
And so you cheated.
No, so I set it aside, and I'm going to go back to it, and I will beat it eventually. No, see, I have a way. If I really wanted to be past it, I would have gotten my son Cameron to come in, because he's already beat the game, and told him to get. Apparently, I am 90% done with the game, but there's just one particular boss I cannot get past. I could get him to beat it for me so I can move on with the story, but I'm not going to do that. I'll just come back to it. But it's a great game, by the way.
So can you give me, Lonzo, because I get confused with all the Star Wars stuff, man. Is there one, can I ask you guys this too? Is there one Star Wars game that's head and shoulders above the rest? Because so many of them are mediocre. You know, like the Star Wars game was one of the I think it came with the PS4, right when the PS4 was released. And the graphics were off the chain, right? But the gameplay was not. Is there a Star Wars game that's better than the rest of them?
But see, here's the problem. It depends on what kind of game you like. I'm playing a Star Wars game right now, not that particular one. That's an online MMO. It's Star Wars The Old Republic that I got back into, because a lot of people are playing online games right now because they're so lengthy and they can actually, you know, interact socially and things like that. I'm playing that because it's very immersive. So it depends on what, there's all kinds of different kinds of, if you have VR, a certain kind of VR, there's a lightsaber game out there where you can actually wield lightsabers. Unfortunately, it's not on PSVR because I would love that. But still, there's all kinds of different kinds of Star Wars games.
What's the best one? Give me the best one. I know what you're saying. It depends on what game you like. But what's the best one? What is the universally regarded best Star Wars video game?
Oh, that's easy for me and probably for a lot of other people, I think. And it would be Knights of the Old Republic. But we'll see what other people say.
And this one. How is this one?
What, Knights of the Old Republic or this new one?
Yeah, this new one that's out.
The new one is great. I'm telling you. I mean, it is an excellent game.
But it's not as good
game.
As Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, there's a, you know, personally, a lot of people really like Knights of the Old Republic because you can make dark side and light side choices. As you move on in the game, your appearance changes. Like if you choose dark side, your eyes start to turn red. You start to look a little more evil as you go on, and so do your companions that are with you in the game. They slowly start to turn evil also. So it's pretty cool.
You know, I'm excited about this, man. Is that one, Knights Republic, is that available on PS4?
That is a very old game.
That's an old school
yes.
game. Okay.
So yes, you could probably get that on that.
On PS4. And then Star Wars, how old are we talking about? A couple years?
Well, Knights of the Old Republic, yeah. That's like probably like 20 years old or something. Well, you asked what the best one was.
No, I know. But I don't think you could get that on PS4. You know, like how would I get a game that's 20 years old on the PS4?
Well, once all this is over with,
yeah,
you could play it in my office. Because I have it in there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is now available on the PlayStation Network, on PlayStation Network as well. We've been asking you guys on the show today, what's one thing you hope to accomplish in the next 30 days? You know, because we're all going to be under heavy quarantine. Governor McMaster and Lonzo, this is the thing, Lonzo, that freaked you out when it happened about a month ago. About a month ago, Lonzo and I got papers, and the papers said it was a right-to-work paper that said in the event that the entire city is shut down, that if we get pulled over driving to work, we can flash this paper, and it shows that we have a right to go to work. If
welcome to communism.
Well, Lonzo, guess what you're living in as of right now? Okay.
Socialist states. I get it. Yeah.
If that's where you feel like we are, then we're there. But I do think it's absolutely necessary. I do think it's absolutely necessary when you consider wanting to save as many lives as possible. If we do nothing, you could expect 2.2 million Americans to die. If we take serious precaution, you could expect 100,000 to 200,000 Americans to die. There's a major difference there of about 2 million people. And I think we owe it to them to try to save their lives. I would even go as far as to say, folks, that if you see anyone not obeying this, call them out. Call them out. If you see anyone not obeying social distancing guidelines, if you see people out and about that shouldn't be out and about, if you have friends on Facebook posting pictures on boats parting with other people, call them out, okay? Because that is setting all of us back in terms of when we can move forward from this. It really is. All right, coming up next on the show, the show that I am going to watch tonight, the show that I'm going to review tonight, what we're watching is next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Great to be here with you. Appreciate all of your participation here on the show. Let's see. A texter says, Lonzo, put Steam on Mark's laptop and get him KOTOR. What does that mean?
KOTOR is Knights of the Old Republic, so what he's saying is you can get it through Steam. Steam is a
anyone? Fry? Bueller? Anybody?
All right, I forgot to push that button. I was talking on the air, but you couldn't hear me. Steam is it's a company where you can get a bunch of games, especially old games, on your computer. And a lot of times they have sales. You can get them for like a dollar or something like that. So you could get it on your computer fairly cheap. All you got to do is put Steam on your computer.
A texter says, to my point in the last segment, give me liberty or give me death. One of the founding statements of our nation's history. The problem is, if you have full liberties right now, you will have death, okay? And you won't be around to enjoy the liberties here moving forward. I do want to tell you what I'm going to be watching tonight, and I want to invite you guys to watch this with me, all right? I'm going to be watching tonight new season of Ozark. The new season of Ozark we're going to be watching tonight on Netflix. It's got a lot of buzz about it, right? People are saying, oh, you got to see Ozark, got to see Ozark. Look, I get it. Sometimes when people are pushing me in that direction, I end up not enjoying it at all. See Tiger King. But Ozark, to me, looks like a show I would be down with. So here's what we're going to do. I will be watching and reviewing Ozark this evening. I will review it, what I see, tomorrow on the show. I invite you guys to watch Ozark with me this evening, and let's have an Ozark conversation tomorrow on how it is, on how the show is, on what your impressions are, so on and so forth, okay? So Ozark is what I'm watching on Netflix tonight. I invite you to do the same, and let's have a little Ozark party tomorrow here on the show. First segment, let's talk about what we saw. Did it live up to expectations? Did it fail to live up to expectations? And if you have a recommended viewing for me, let me know. Because, we're all at home right now. You know, the day for me right now is about 8 hours. 4 hours of prep for the show and 4 hours of hosting the show. And then in my regular day-to-day life, I probably would be out and about another 4 to 5 hours after that. So those 4 to 5 hours right now, I'm home right now, right? I'm home. And, looking to watch what you guys are watching. So going to watch Ozark tonight, invite you to do the same. And let's review Ozark tomorrow, shall we? It'll be fun. All right, folks, coming up next, we're going to roll with the top five at five. What is the top five at five? The top five biggest sports stories. The top five topics that we're talking about today. All of that is on the flip side of this. You are listening to the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. We are Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!